Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insights alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic. 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001 or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
Hey, a very warm welcome to Soul Purpose. With me, Jerry Humphries. And before I introduce my guest on this evening's show, I'd just like to welcome you from wherever you're listening, wherever in the world you're joining us here on Mike Spirit FM, Soul Purpose being a part of the Mike Spirit family. Please do call in for your readings tonight. I have a feeling you're going to be rather pleased at how in-depth we're going to get with you guys out there tonight. Or today, or this morning, wherever you're listening from, because I keep forgetting I'm sitting here in the UK where it's pitch dark, freezing cold. I haven't got my cup of tea, and I just think you could be listening from the US, where it's, I think it's probably late afternoon, or anywhere in the world. Anyway, welcome. How do you get interactive with us here on Soul Purpose? You can call into the show. If you're dialing in from the US, it's 760-283-4611. If you're calling in from outside the US, you can prefix that, please, with 001. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and you can listen to us there through that link. And there is a Skype button on there, which is at the top of the page. You can sign into the chat room, or you can join us here on Skype. So very warm welcome to you all. Now, what are we going to be talking about tonight? Well, all sorts of things, as well as doing your readings for you, linking with the world of spirit for you, hopefully answering any questions that you might have, linking with those spirit energies that are around you. Let's see what else we can talk about tonight. Well, I would certainly like to have a look at how you guys have been feeling or what's been happening around you, particularly over the last 3 weeks, because we have had, in my opinion, one of the fiercest, horriblest, nastiest, yuckiest Mercury retrogrades that I think I can remember for a while. And during this month has been full of planetary activity. We had the solar eclipse, we've had the new moon, we've had Mercury in retrograde, which will be with us for another four days. We had the lunar eclipse and full moon on the 28th. This has been such a month of upheaval. So if you've been going through that time of thinking, where am I going? What am I doing? What's my purpose? Come through, give us a call. Let's see if we can get you back on the straight and narrow again. Let's give you that spiritual guidance, and let's see where we can take you through to the end of the year. We might even also concentrate on doing some 6-week readings to take you up to the end of December. Or maybe you'd like to also know what may be coming through at the start of 2013. Maybe you'd like to look at your own psychic development as well. We can chat about that. If that's part of your question, just ask about your psychic development when you come through to me or to my guest. Segue, you see, this is clever. This is smart stuff, you see. I've done this before. I do have a guest on the show on Soul Purpose tonight. She is a TV psychic here in the UK. I said many years' experience, but I'll let her tell you all about herself, because I'm going to introduce the very lovely Miss Caroline Suzanne. Caroline, welcome.
Hello, Jerry.
There she is. I knew she was there somewhere. Caroline, well, thank you ever so much for coming on to Soul Purpose.
My pleasure. Been looking forward to it.
Exciting. I always get a real buzz when I'm doing these shows. I tell you, they're really exciting. Caroline, there will be probably a lot of people listening in who do know you, but at the same time, there will be a lot of people who don't. So can you just explain a little bit about how you got into this work and when you were first aware of your psychic abilities and gifts. How did it all start off for you?
Well, as far back as I can remember, I have had spirit around me. I have, looking back into my childhood, I always thought it was the norm to see spirit, to talk to spirit, a lot of spirit children around me, people passed over to spirit. I would see relations of theirs and I would see spirit beside them. So right up until I started school, I thought this was the norm. I couldn't quite understand why everybody else at school could concentrate on their work when I was sort of away with, you know, I was having more fun talking to spirit. So I had a quite hard time at school trying to sort of concentrate on my work. So as I got older, I sort of learned to realise it wasn't the norm, and I tried to hide away from it for a long, long time. Up into my teens, I started sort of doing psychometry, where I was picking up off of objects and rings and finding out I could pick up information about people. So I started doing readings, but not on a professional level. I sort of still kept it quiet, and right up until about 5 years ago, I only started actually doing this professionally 5 years ago. Although I've done it all through my life for charities and things, it's only the last 5 years I've actually done it as a living. But I'm absolutely loving it. I'm connecting with lots of spirit, lots of readings for lovely, lovely people, and making a lot of friends as well along the way. But I'm absolutely passionate about my work and enjoy what I do and love talking to the callers.
I've read a little bit about you from your bio on your website. I'm fully aware because we work on a Sky TV show here in the UK about how many testimonials and what sort of feedback you get. So guys, you know, this lady, she is absolutely red hot. You know, if you want to tap into this lovely psychic medium, then you must call in. I know we do have callers who are waiting, so we will be getting into your calls as soon as possible. But Carolyn, is this something that runs in the family? Are the members of your family working in this field, or is it just you?
Well, I have. Well, on my both sides actually, mother and father's side, there has been. They've picked up. My mum picks up really well. My grandmother picked up very well. I'm the first to actually sort of go and make a living out of it. But I also have, both my children pick up really well, especially my daughter. Hello, Leanne, if you're listening. But also my sister-in-law, she works as a psychic medium as well. So we are sort of very much a close family working. Well, we all pick up quite a lot. So, yeah, it is in the family.
You got a bit of a psychic dog too, because when you and I were talking the other day, I'm sure your little dog was picking up what we were saying and started to play with a squeaky toy.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Charlie Boy sits at my feet when I do my readings, and he seems to pick up quite well as well. So yeah, definitely, he works alongside with me, and a very big help he is too.
Does he see spirit, Caroline?
Yeah, he does actually. I had a dog beforehand. And he sees him. I know, I pick him up, I can sense him around, and I know Charlie can as well, because I know he teases Charlie. But yeah, he does, very much so. You know he's tuning in. Dogs are actually, dogs are more psychic than we give them credit for, I feel. A lot of animals are. They really do sense things, and they pick up as well. I mean, they sense before us. When if I've been ill, the dog doesn't leave my side. So, you know, animals are great healers as well, aren't they?
Definitely. I know that I've got two little ones downstairs, and one of them, she's a natural healing dog, because like yours, if I don't feel well, or if my partner's not feeling well, this little dog, she'll come and sit on your lap, but she literally sits on your chest, and she puts her paws on your chest, and she just stares at you, and she will sit absolutely stock still, and you can feel, I mean, the heat from her paws. I mean, it's just, all about humans having healing hands, this dog's got healing feet. And when she's finished, she says, that's it, you should be all right now. And then she just gets off and goes and plays a game, or goes into a basket and has a chew on something nice, you know. But it's amazing how she just picks up, like your little one, and just goes, bang, you need some healing energy. And it's just like, you know, no thought, no worries, just like, I'm going to do it, and that's it, she's done. Absolutely amazing. But when she sees spirit, that's the interesting thing, because the other night, there was a spirit energy in the room. I could feel the cold air blowing all around my feet, and I was thinking, oh, you know, just 5 minutes, please. I'm watching the football. You know, I don't want to be disturbed at the moment. But little Bonnie, she was watching this spirit energy move around the room, and she went and stood up to have a little growl, because, you know, obviously it was somebody I felt she didn't recognise. So I sent out in my mind, I asked the spirit energy, look, you're upsetting Bonnie a little bit because she's growling at you. So she needs to understand who you are. Can you just ask her if she would just mind sitting down to stop growling? And bang, in an instant, she sat down and she just sat there staring. And then her tail started to wag and then she was happy. It's amazing.
It really is amazing, isn't it? How it all, I mean, I can sense them, and I can see he can sense, and I can see he's looking at spirit. Or if a lot of people, I've got a lot of friends that have passed over, sadly, but they're still very much around me. But he picks up, he will go and sit next to them, or he actually put his paw up, which is really amazing. It's not until it's actually seen by someone else that you appreciate it's not just yourself, because sometimes if you tell people, they'll think, oh yeah, okay, take a chill pill or something. But when you've actually got someone beside you and you say, look, and they actually witness it themselves, and you can see the dog's eyes, can't you? You can even see them following them around the room. It's absolutely amazing. But it always, I never stops sort of amazing me.
Do you do any work with animal communication, or are you also a pet psychic as well, Caroline?
I don't actually do work with pet communication, and I'll say I'm not really a pet psychic, but I can tell you if an animal doesn't feel well. I can look at a cat and I think that cat doesn't feel well. I don't know how I do it, and people laugh at me when I tell them. But, and also I can pick up if my dog's feeling low, because dogs do get depression, like, we, you know, they get quite sad, so I can tell if he's not feeling himself. But I don't actually work with pets, like I do Reiki on my dog, because he's got a real fear. He's really, really nervous, and I've sort of cured him of a lot of the things. He's been sort of feared of flies, believe it or not. But yeah, things like that I can work on my own animal, but I don't on other people's. No,
I'll tell you what, if you ever get into, because I the one thing, one area I have a real passion about, like you, we both work with the Reiki energy, and I love to work with animals and giving Reiki to animals. But on the animal communication side, it's absolutely fascinating, because if ever I want to find out exactly what's going on, and if a person was to call through and ask for a reading, one of my clients maybe, and I know that they've got a dog or a cat or around, or even in one case a parrot, I always link with the animal to ask the animal to tell me what's really been happening. Because, see, animals don't have any human restraint. They're completely open, completely honest, work on pure emotion. And it's like, you want to know the truth, ask somebody's pet, because they'll always tell you. I tell you what, they give away a few trade secrets. You have to be careful what you actually feed back from them. But it's good fun. Now, I've been talking about, at the top of the show, I talked about this wonderful Mercury retrograde that we've had since the beginning of November. Have you found with the readings that you've been giving since the beginning of this month that there has been a particular emphasis on maybe relationships or emotional things? How have you been finding your readings have maybe changed during this last month, Caroline?
Right, definitely communication. A lot of people are having a lot of problems with communication, misunderstandings. With me, personally, it's electrical equipment. Everything seems to go, well, my computer goes haywire. But yeah, during my readings, I have had an awful lot of people, just basically misunderstandings, relationships that have gone a little bit pear-shaped. It's just basically the energies have been all over the place. This has been extremely powerful. And as with the last full moon as well, I felt that was really powerful. And that emotions come into that big time, don't they? Because, like, seems to be magnified. If you're sad, you're really sad, but if you're happy, you're ecstatic. But definitely the last sort of few days, especially the communication between my readings with people I've been talking to has been really bad. Not meant that with them, you know, they're,
yeah, absolutely, yeah. What sort of, do you use tools, how do you actually specifically work, Caroline? Do you use cards? I know that you're a medium. And you have that wonderful link with spirit, which I'm going to get you to demonstrate soon too. But do you use any other tools at all, pendulum or whatever?
Yes, I do have my pendulum. I've got two. I've also got a crystal ball, and I do have various cards. If I feel drawn to them, I go to them. I have my rose quartz, which is basically for me. I turn to that if I sort of feel a little bit low. That always gives me a boost. I charge them up under full moon, actually. But yes, I do have various tools around me which I literally go to if I feel drawn to. But I'm quite happy to work sort of freehand with no tools, whatever the caller wants, basically. If they want cards, I give them cards, but I can work always.
Is there anything specific that you'd like to focus on this evening, or do you feel that on the show, or maybe, as I often like to just leave it as an open house, how do you feel? I reckon you've already got a sense of how things are going to go, but how do you, is there anything particular that you want to focus on? Do you like people to ask you direct questions, or how do you like them to approach you?
Well, basically, I always say it's their reading, but I mean, if they want to ask me direct questions, I'm absolutely fine with that. It's just basically I will go with the flow. Whatever I feel, however I feel the caller's feeling, I will sort of tune into their feelings. I'll pick up on their voice vibrations. I will just go straight in if that's what they want. But if they like to ask direct yes or no questions, then I'm happy to do that as well.
What do you feel in essence is the purpose of having a reading? If somebody was coming to you, what would you say is the reason why they should have a reading, whether it's with you or with a psychic in general?
Some people, they just want a little bit of clarity on something. I mean, a lot of people I actually read for are psychics themselves, or they're picking up on a situation and they just want a little bit of clarity. Or other people, sometimes people feel stuck and they're not quite sure why, so we'll look into what's going on around them and see what's coming up, because it's really difficult when it's yourself and you're stuck in a situation and you don't know which way to turn. It's sometimes from an outsider looking in, especially a psychic who can sort of see there's a couple of avenues and tell you what's down each avenue, especially if you're at a crossroads, you're not sure which way to go, then the psychic reading will certainly benefit you.
Have you ever had somebody ask you a question that for some reason you just haven't been able to answer because it's really left you feeling a bit stumped?
Oh yes. I had a lady, it must have been about a year or so ago, that rung me up, and she'd split with her partner and he'd got a new phone number, and bless her heart, she asked me if I could tune in and pick up the new phone number, and I said if I could do that I wouldn't be sitting on the phone line. But yeah, that did sort of make me laugh, and also people don't know, because they think you're psychic, they think you've actually got really superhuman powers, but obviously we only get what we're given, don't we, and whatever spirit give us, and we just give clarity. I don't think she was meant to know that phone number, so it wasn't given to me. But I've also had someone ask me what they feel I should have for dinner as well, they should have for dinner, so I've had quite a few questions that have sort of baffled me sometimes.
The only one that I've really had, I suppose, that threw me a little bit. There was we have here in the UK something called a touch type service. So if somebody has a hearing disability or a visual disability, they can go to an operator, and the operator then acts like as an intermediary, and they can type the answers back to the client. So I get a phone call. And this lady says, are you familiar with this service? I said, absolutely, yes, no problem. And she says, I have a gentleman on the line. I said, fine, can I have his name and date of birth? Because I work a lot with Native American numerology, so I was maybe going to see what medicine animals were around him, etc., etc. And I could hear this lady typing away on her keyboard, and she came back with this gentleman's name and date of birth, and I said, thank you very much. Please, can you ask him what his question is, what he would like to ask of spirit and of me? And she was typing, you know, clatter, clatter, clatter on the keyboard. And then there was this pause for about 5 seconds, and I said, is everything okay? And she said, yes. I said, well, can you tell me what the question is? And she said, yes. I said, well, what is it? And she said, I'll read it how it's written on my screen. She said, this gentleman says, I have 5 winning numbers on my lottery ticket. What should I do? So that left me a little bit, so I waited, I silenced for 5 seconds. That's right. I said, easy. The answer is, please tell him to send it to me. And that was the end of the call.
That's what I just said.
Right. He never sent it, though. That's the problem. I never got
fair.
The ticket in the post.
So
not on.
Fair.
It's not on.
No.
But you're right.
Played
we
by
do,
the
we
rules,
do
haven't
get
they?
The other thing which I want to have a brief chat about as well is, I don't know whether you've seen, I've been having a bit of a rant on Facebook.
Okay.
I started up a little campaign called Keep It Real.
Right.
And it's where I've been challenging our industry, us psychics, to keep it real. Have you ever found that, for example, in a relationship question, I'm sure you get loads of people asking you, is my ex coming back?
That must be about 90%.
I'm sure
yeah.
that... Absolutely. But my biggest soapbox, the biggest thing I've been getting on at people about is, why don't you say no if you feel the answer's no? Why do you keep people stringing along? Why do you say, well, yes, but maybe, blah, blah, blah. And tonight, I really want to focus on keeping it real. So what we're going to do, guys, Caroline and I, we are going to give you, as we always do here on Soul Purpose and Mike Spirit FM, as do all the other presenters and all the other shows that you listen to through the week. If you want a real insightful, honest reading that's full of integrity, this is the place to find them. Now, please, I'm not knocking everybody.
I lost you there, Jerry.
Okay,
actually.
I'm still here. Still
okay.
here. What I am going to be, what I do say to people is, please, if you're giving readings to people. People entrust us with their deepest, sometimes darkest secrets, really personal questions, you know. We will keep it real here for you guys. Now, yes, there are some psychics who won't, but here on Soul Purpose, let's say part of the Mike Spirit FM network, we keep it real. We will give you honest answers to honest questions. If my spirit guides say to me, no, this is not going to happen for that person, I'm going to tell you, no, it's not going to happen. And so will Caroline. So I'm on a little bit of a mission here. It's about psychics out there. Let's keep it real. We have a position of integrity. We are in a very privileged position for the work that we do. Because all you lovely people out there who are listening to the show tonight, without you, we wouldn't be here to do this work. Because we wouldn't be talking to ourselves. Get pretty boring, really. So I'm on a mission. Keep it real. So keep watching on Facebook. If there's anything on my Facebook page, and you'll find it is Jerry Humphries, it's that simple. Have a look at the last couple of posts that I put up about my Keep It Real campaign. If there's anything that you'd like to add, anything you don't agree with, let me know and I'll include it in future shows. Now, we do have some callers who are very very kindly already called into the show. So, Caroline, I'm going to drop you in the deep end.
Ooh, okay,
you all right for this?
Yep, I'm up for this.
I'm going to bring our first lovely caller in, who is the lovely Nicole. So, Nicole, are you there, my lovely?
Hi.
Talk to me, Nicole. Hi, Nicole, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Nicole,
you?
I can hear you. Hi, right, where are you calling from, my love?
Hi. Los Angeles.
You're calling from Los Angeles. It's lovely to have you here on Soul Purpose. Now, I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Caroline Suzanne. She's going to give you your reading. So, Caroline, it's over to you and the lovely Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hello, Nicole. How can I help? Is there something you'd like to ask, or would you like me just to go in and give you a reading?
I would like to ask a question, but whatever you pick up along the way is good as well. I'd like just some insight in regards to my love life.
Okay, let's have a look for you. Because what I'm picking up straight away around you at the moment is I do feel a link to somebody, but I feel you'll understand what I mean when I say I'm sort of picking up a little bit of a distance around that person. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Now,
yes,
what I'm being, yeah, what I'm being given around this person, I feel there's a lot of issues, not connected to you, but I feel to do with something to do with the work situation where I do feel extremely stressed out with work. So I feel it seems to be around you. I feel that's why I'm being shown that distance. But there's other, so as I'm looking forward, say, as we're going sort of a little bit further forward into December time, I'm getting to be at a bit of a crossroads, or a bit, I'm getting question marks, because although I feel there's questions that you both have for each other and answers you both want from each other, I'm actually feeling that there's somebody else around you as well. I'm not sure if you're aware of this at the moment, but I just feel, does that make sense to you?
Like somebody around me? No, I'm not dating anybody. I mean, there's always somebody that trying to get my attention, but there's nobody that I, you know,
yeah,
really like, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'm with. That's what I'm being shown. It's almost like there's somebody that I feel has been admiring you from afar, but it's almost like not quite sure how you're feeling about them. So it's that sense of, do I approach her, or do I don't want to be sort of get rejected, because I feel there's a bit of a friendship thing going on there now, and I feel not wanting to ruin that. So I do feel the link with somebody. I feel it's somebody that's been distant for a while, but I feel there's still a link there. But I'm also getting confused, because as I'm going into December, I feel there's somebody else that's sort of wanting to approach you. It's almost like wanting to ask you out. So I feel that with your love life, although it feels quite quiet at the moment, I am getting that impression that things are going to start sort of picking up, and I feel that looking, as I'm looking in December, I feel in a much happier place. Does that all that make sense to you?
I would hope so. Is it with a new person, or the ex that you picked up on?
Okay, it's the person I feel the distance with, I feel, is the ex, which I do feel is going to be, there's going to be talk, because I do feel you both have questions for each other, because I just get that sense that neither of you's properly moved on, because I feel there's a misunderstanding where you're not quite sure why it finished. There is still feelings there, but I also get there's a lot of things you need to be doing in your own sort of your own life anyway, before I feel getting back on track into a relationship. So that I feel that is where we're at with the ex, but the person I feel as I'm looking into December is somebody new I feel coming in around, and I do feel that sense of maybe connecting as we go through December, because with the ex, although I feel there is still feeling and I do feel things that need to be resolved, I don't actually feel the relationship getting back on track. I can see that yes, there is still feeling, and yes, there is still a link, but I'm also being shown that it's almost like you need to sort things out between the two of you, but I also feel you need to do that before you can move on. It's quite deep. That's what I feel.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
You see that he has feelings for me as well. No, I agree. So you also sense that he does still have feelings for me as well, correct?
I do feel that. I just feel that, because I feel there's an awful lot of stuff going on around him, and I do feel really stressed, and well, I feel you know what I'm talking about with the work situation, and I feel
yeah,
very much the same around both of you, but I'm also being sort of given that feeling that the path you've both got ahead of you is almost like a path you sort of be walking separately at the moment, because I
yeah,
feel that you've both got stuff in your own lives that you need to sort out. So yes, I still feel there's that sense of
yeah,
caring. Yeah, you do still care, but it's almost like you've got stuff you've got to sort out on your own. I feel, yes, there's someone else around
mm-hmm,
you that gives a bit of a boost, and it's nice, but at the same time, I feel there's a lot of good stuff coming in for you as I'm looking into New Year. You've had a really challenging year this year. That's what I'm being shown. And if
yeah,
things are next year, the energy is a lot happier for you. Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
Okay. Yeah, well, this new person coming in, am I going to, like him, like, have a butterfly feeling like, or is it just somebody that's going to, you know, take a moment of my time? Because I don't want to waste my time with anybody. Like, I hope that the next person that I do meet, it will be the last relationship that I'll be in, because I just don't want to be in, you know, relationships that end and keep going, and, you know, I don't want any more heartbreaks.
Oh, bless you. I'm with you on that one. Well, what I can say to you, I'll be honest with you, when I do readings, I don't normally see much past 6 months, because I believe so much can change in life paths. So that's sort of taking me through to, say, springtime. Mm-hmm. This person I feel coming forward, and I do feel around you, I do pick up that, yes, at first you're flattered, and I do feel, yes, there's a connection there, and I feel happy, you know, happy times ahead. But as for looking into, say, this time next year, I couldn't give you a definite, yes, this is the person you're going to marry. I can tell you that, yes, this guy is on the level with you, and yes, I can see mirrored feelings, and I do feel that you've got a relationship coming in, but I couldn't tell you if this is the guy you're going to marry, because I'm sort of seeing up until sort of April time next year. So I don't feel that you'll be getting married between now and April, but I do feel this is somebody that is a very honest person, and I feel very much, I feel that you've got a lot in common, personality, sense of humour, that sort of, that's what I'm picking up there, where I do feel you're very much on the same wavelength.
Do you see him in my life for 6 months? So do you see him, like, in my life possibly for 6 months at least?
I feel, as I'm looking into, say, early December, I do feel that you sort of become acquainted. And as I'm looking further forward, excuse me, towards the end of the month, you seem to be, what I can pick up is getting on really well. We're going into January, and I do feel mm-hmm. we're going into a relationship here. And it does seem to me, from what I pick up, you've certainly on the same wavelength with your sense of humour. You really have good laugh together. He makes you laugh, and I feel that's what you've needed for a long time. So in that respect, I feel yes, you are very suited, and I do feel that I'm looking forward.
Tell me what nationality possibly this person is.
I feel living near you for, I would say, near enough a year. I feel he's from Europe. I'm trying to look into what I do feel he speaks this language, so I would possibly, looking at the impression I'm getting, I feel he comes from Ireland, but I feel he's got an Irish mother and an English father, so I do feel, although he's living near you, I don't feel too far away from where you are. I feel he's actually, I would say, British.
It's funny because my ex is actually from London, but he doesn't live in Los Angeles, so do you think that you're picking up on him, because he's not like white, but like he's from London and has the accent and everything.
I don't feel I'm picking up on your ex. I know I picked up on him straight, sort of first of all, where I saw the distance with, but the new guy, the guy I feel that you're sort of coming in sort of soon, I feel he's also from Britain. That's what I get on that.
But lives here in Los Angeles.
Yes, that's what I feel. I feel he's lived there for about a year or so.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll leave that with you.
Okay,
carry on.
Yeah. Is he the same faith as me, like religion-wise, or is he a different religion? Just curious.
Let's have a look at what I'm getting on this. Is he the same as you? I feel what I'm getting, yes, but I don't feel he's deeply into religion. Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I hope I meet him soon. And like, last question, my ex, do you see that he has a lot of regret, like, for hurting me in this relationship? Do you see that, like, he regrets anything?
Right.
Right,
my love. I'll just make this my last answer to you, because my time's up.
Yes.
But what I feel around that, I do feel regret, because I feel you had something really good, and I do feel that both of you have got a special part in your heart for each other. So, yes, I do. But so I hope that helps. It's been lovely reading for you. You've got a lovely energy.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Nicole, thank you ever so much for being a part of the show, and that was a fabulous reading, Caroline. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
The one thing I was picking up was just how much of an emotional connection that lady had, and I know that you could feel it because you're very empathic, and I was just really picking up on how there is such a lot of desire for this lady to feel loved and respected, and that really absolutely amazing. I'm sure that she's going to take an absolute huge amount from that. Do you find, like I do when we're giving readings to people, that obviously they want to know time scales, and I always find it's very difficult, and I know that we say this a lot, spirit don't wear watches.
Yeah.
But, you know, people look for these time zones, and it's very difficult, isn't it, as a psychic. Although spirit can generally give us, it will happen or around this day or this month.
Yeah, definitely. I find, because I don't normally see much past 6 months, because I feel obviously so much can change. That's why my guide only gives me, say, 6 months ahead. But if, say...
Absolutely, it is difficult. And when we say to people, this is when we feel it's going to happen, we try as much as possible, don't we, to focus on that time. But it could...
keep cutting up, so I hope I'm not talking over you. But I basically get, say I was being shown a Christmas tree that would tell me it was December time, or sort of blossom on the floor, it would tell me springtime. But also, like, there's no time in spirit, is there? So again, we sort of, it is very difficult to give timings.
Right, okay, well, so say thank you ever so much for that reading. Now, we do obviously we have other people waiting to come have readings with myself and with you. Guys, if you'd like to be a part of the show tonight, you can call in at 760-283-4611. So if you're dialing from outside the US, you prefix that with 001. Or please join us by going to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. You can listen to us on there, you can join into the chat room, or you can click on to the Skype link, which should be at the top of the page. Now, we're going to have some music. Now, I've chosen three pieces of music for the show this evening, and it's roughly, even the music's got a bit of a theme to it. We've got something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. So the first track is definitely something old, because this is going to be Cool and the Gang and Celebration.
Celebrate, yeah. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And that promised to be one very, very exciting event. Now, there are others in the pipeline, not saying anything else at the moment. You need to listen to Mike Spirit FM. And, well, you're here. There are some exciting things coming up. Mike Davis has got a lot planned on the Mike, for the Mike Davis Roadshow, the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. Keep listening out, and you'll get to hear all the news as and when it happens. I was just thinking to myself and saying to my producer, Andrew Caroline, whilst we were listening to that last song, I remember I had hair when that first came out. That takes me. That does take me back a bit. I can remember also playing that. I must have been doing my hospital radio work as well at that time. That's probably one of the first tracks I played, I think, I seem to remember. Cool and the Gang and Celebration. The next track that's coming up will be something new coupled with something borrowed. You'll find out why a little bit later on. Caroline, we're going to press on with some more callers. That lovely lady that called in first, though, was always, as well, was a prime, if you like, example of how the Mercury retrograde can bring people from our past back in into our lives. Do you find that you've had a lot of callers recently, either through your clients, your own private clients, or through the TV show, who've been asking a very similar question about exes coming back in?
Yeah, definitely. I've been getting a lot of people saying, oh, I was seeing a guy just 5 years ago, and he called me last week. What's that all about? What's going on? And it seems to be, this has happened more than once, people having dreams about exes, and then it's almost like bringing them in. I suppose that's why they're calling them. But it's been happening quite a lot. It's been a lot of exes, actually. I've also had, after, say, 5-6 years apart, coming back together. So, you know, anything's possible, but it's certainly sort of been quite amazing to see the pattern of this happening. It's been more than, well, I must say over the past sort of 2 months, I've had at least 3 or 4 people that have got back on track with exes from years and years ago.
Likewise, I mean, I've found that I've had a lot of people asking me very, very, very similar questions. And as we know, Mercury, planet of communication. But it has been, in my experience as well, a very, very emotional month. And I know we say this every time. I don't know any, in quotes, psychic. As soon as the words Mercury and retrograde get put together, it's like, oh no, not again. You know, and actually, even tonight, my computer decides to have a little bit of wobbly twice, and it would never do this outside of the retrograde. He says, I'm not superstitious. Touch wood. But
yes.
it has been affecting a lot of things. So guys, when you're calling in tonight, if you have been finding that you've had these similar things happening with you, have maybe your cell phone's been playing up, your TV's been playing up, but has it been a particularly emotional time for you? As I said at the top of the show, has it been a time when you have also been trying to connect the dots of life and you haven't been seeing what the big picture is? Come through. So we'd love to deal with your specific questions, as well as just link into the world of spirit for you. And we will see what guidance we can bring you, what clarity we will give you, if you want to look up to the end of the year or just into the start of 2013. Then absolutely ask us and we'll do our best to link with spirit for you and see what they want to bring through. Now, talking of which, we have another caller on the line. And this is Suzanne, I believe. So, Suzanne, are you there, my lovely?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Whereabouts? Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my sweet. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Now, my geography is absolutely terrible. So, whereabouts? Explain
in New York.
A bit more about where you are. New
York.
Wonderful. Lovely thing. I need a sat nav to find my way to the bathroom. So, Suzanne, thank you very much for being a part of Soul Purpose. How can I help you this evening? Is there a particular question you want me to focus on?
I wanted to ask the woman and you. I had an ex come back, and I just saw him yesterday in a couple of days. But then I also met someone new that I went on 4 dates with, and I want to see, should I date them both? Should I just stay with one? What do you see?
Right, now, first and foremost, can you tell me what the date of birth is of your ex?
I think it's December 22nd, and the other one is Taurus. I don't know his birthday.
Do you know the year of that 22nd of December?
He's 44.
Excellent, thank you. The reason why I'm asking is because I said I work a lot with Native American numerology. My guides are Native American. And I have my Native American medicine animal cards around me. And I like to see, I can link with his date of birth. And it's very interesting because his date of birth is very, very powerful. To me, this is somebody, Suzanne, this is a guy who really struggles to find his peace. And to me, he feels like somebody who's always on edge.
Yeah.
You know, I would suggest he finds it very hard to relax and he doesn't. Of a workaholic?
Yeah.
Now, through Caroline and I were talking about this wonderful Mercury retrograde and what it brings up with people. Now, generally, Mercury planet communication generally affects those that are fire signs, so that's either Leo, Sagittarius, or Aries, but I have found this month that is also been hitting a lot of air sign people, so that's Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra. And I tell you what, water signs have been going through it a little bit. In fact, everybody's been going through it this particular November month. Your ex has been having a real struggle himself, and I feel that he has been really looking at a deeper perspective of where his life is going. it's almost like he's also had a bit of a struggle with his body clock. It's like he's been concerned about his body clock running out, which it isn't. But it's like he's got this into his brain that, you know, he needs to be doing things. He needs to reestablish his purpose and his almost his own values. But one of the biggest things I pick up with your ex, Suzanne, is that he's got a huge amount of regret. The only problem is getting him to talk about his emotions is sometimes, well, I think it'd be easier to break into Fort Knox, to be honest.
Well, last night he told me some stuff, but I don't know if he's going to go back to his girlfriend, or if he's going to hurt me again, cry, or should I go with the guy that I'm going on 4 dates with. I don't know what to do.
Now, this new guy that's around you, to me, he feels like he's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
I get a very strong sense of he's quite transparent. So, in other words, what you see is what you get.
Exactly.
He's also quite, I would say, artistic and all spiritual. There's something about him that really makes you feel that it's almost like slipping your hand into a glove.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, my God,
yeah.
But then I like my ex, too. I don't know what to do.
Right, now, at this moment, Suzanne, you know the best decision you can make? Is not to make
no
any
decision.
Spot on. Absolutely spot on. Now, because...
Do you deal with any of them for me?
Sorry, Mila, say again, please.
Do you see a future with me with any of these men?
Do you know what? And I don't, this again, this could be perceived as being a bit of a psychic get-out clause, but it's not meant to be. It is going to be a matter of choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Men are both like me?
You know, we have a saying here in the UK, men are like buses. 1 minute there's none, and the next minute they all come along at once. So it could be, in your case, men are a little bit like yellow cabs. 1 minute there's none, and then they're all queuing up to try and pick you up. So I feel that, particularly until the end of November, you should just be enjoying these two people wanting to link with you. So,
And then what?
December, it's once we step out of November, once we've got rid of this retrograde, once we've had the lunar eclipse and the full moon on the 28th of November, obviously we step into new months. Now, December is actually a very strong month for strong emotions. It's a month, particularly by the end of December, when spirits say that you will start to see the emotional gifts coming in your direction. But more importantly, you will be shown by the 31st of December whose intentions are the real ones.
Okay.
So in a way, one of these guys is going to step up and one of them will step back.
Now, do you see marriage at all?
Okay, now, a bit like Caroline, my guide doesn't tend to take me too far in advance, but there are two key months coming up in the early part of 2013 for you, one of which is February, and there is a very strong indication here of a real solid bond, and I mean a real solid bond with one of these two guys by the third week of February. And it's just before the next Mercury retrograde, because the next one comes in on the 23rd of February 2013. So it's just before then that you are going to be feeling that not only is it a hand-in-glove partnership, but it's somebody who you are sharing with on a mind, body, and spirit level. So it's on all levels. And then the next key month for you is July. And there is a massive, and I mean massive, celebration coming up for you in the early part of July 2013.
You want to hear something weird?
Go on.
About a year ago, I said I was going to get engaged July 2013. I said it in my head. And I wasn't even dating anyone.
Well, your wishes are about to be fulfilled. because in July 2013, there is a big celebration.
And I have another question, please. I just want my son to come back and live with me. Do you see him coming back to live with me? He's only 11. He lives with his dad now. I mean, I see him. He's here with me now playing outside, but I want him to live with me, still have joint custody, but come and go to school where I live and stuff and be in my home.
Okay. This young soul at the moment is a little bit confused, I have to say.
Yeah, he is.
He has very much divided loyalties.
Yeah.
And, having said that, there's also quite a wise head on young shoulders, I have to say.
Yes.
I feel that at this moment there is, if you like, a spiritual path and spiritual prescription that my guide's writing out here, which says you need to get yourself settled first.
Yeah, I just got a new job.
Right. I'll come back to that. I've got something about the work too. And once you have yourself completely settled, then I feel that the question about your son will be answered. Now, at this moment, I feel that it would be too much for him to handle. It would be too unsettling for him even to be posed the question or even to be given the opportunity. Because
well,
at the moment,
like,
things are okay.
I was thinking end of August.
Sorry, my love. Just say that last bit again, please.
I was thinking end of August.
Right. I'm actually being shown it's more likely to step into September.
Well, that's when he would go to school here.
Right. I also need to... Okay. My guide has just given me a name. And who's Robert or Rob or Bob... who's around you at the moment, or around your son?
Wow, that's my my mother's husband, my stepdad, his step-grandfather.
And is he earthside or is he in spirit now?
No, he's here.
He's here, because I feel that for some reason that there's a good bond between your son and that gentleman.
There is.
So this may just be that spirit wants to give you that validation. So that you could feel a bit more sense of peace. I know how much it would mean to you to have your son living with you. But as I said, there is a path that you need to be walking on at the moment, my sweet. That's the bit. Once your personal life is settled, then bingo, everything else. So I do get fulfillment of wishes by September 2013.
Oh, my God, if I got engaged and then my son came back in September, that would be like a dream come true. And I'm just starting a bus monitor job and lunch monitor job I'm trying to get. Do you see that? Or will I get a teacher aide position that just came open? That's the last question. I'm sorry. But
Suzanne, at the moment, I feel that what you're doing is where you're meant to be.
Yeah, it's a bus monitor, but I also need, that's only 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon. I start it next week. But then I'm trying to get like a lunch monitor job because I need the hours in between. Do you see me getting that? I'm trained.
Right.
Try out for that next week for a week, and then they're going to pick.
Okay. I need you to look to around the 15th of December. There is a very, very strong change of direction coming in around the 15th of December. I do see another opportunity ahead of you. In fact, I have a feeling that there is going to be more than one. So, it's decision time. There is reward for your patience coming through. The universe is going to be giving you a gift of this extra material gain. You should expect success coming up. So absolutely, yes. And again, I've got a celebration ahead, and it should be around 3 weeks.
Well, is that the teacher aide position or the lunch monitor job? Am I going to go to a whole full-time teacher aide position or lunch monitor in between?
I tell you what, you're going to have to flip a coin. Heads, you
really?
Will
think I'm going to get both?
Tails, you'll take the other.
What does that mean, take the other?
It means you choose.
Oh. All right, so you do... Okay,
you're
well,
going
thank
to have
you.
More...
Yeah.
There's more than one opportunity being presented to you here.
3 weeks?
The reason why, it's because the angels that are around you have seen how you have struggled, how you fought, how you've battled, how you've cried...
Yeah.
How you've cried, how you shed all those emotions. And they said, but now it's your time. Before the end of this year, it's your time. So, light the candles, get the cake going, and send me an invitation to the wedding.
All right. Now, real quick, you think the ex-boyfriend is going to keep calling, though? And the other one's going to keep calling the new one? Both will?
As I said, my love, there's going to be quite a build-up of energies around both of these guys until you make your final decision. And whoever you choose, the one that unfortunately doesn't get to have your heart will then very gently disappear and won't be seen again.
I'm wondering if that's going to be the ex-boyfriend.
Who do you want it to be?
I don't know yet.
Exactly. And you don't need to make, as I said, by the end of December, one of these two guys, excuse me, will make their intentions known to you. Your intuition, your own feminine intuition will tell you who you feel you can trust your heart to.
What do you mean step up real quick? What do you mean step up?
Their actions will speak louder than their words.
You mean they'll take me out and stuff?
I'm not going to spoil the surprise. You're going to have to wait and find out.
Oh, all right. But I know, I could see the explosion, but I like him too, so it's hard. I like both of them.
I know. I'm not going to, excuse me. No psychic will ever tell you what decisions to make. But the people in your life will help you to make that decision. I'll tell you what, Spirit is saying there's one thing they will guarantee. You'll be thoroughly loved, thoroughly respected, thoroughly spoiled, and you will not have a problem making a decision.
Okay, I hope you're right, because all this seems too good to be true.
You wait and see. Let me know. Keep in touch and let me know. And bless
you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bless. What a lovely lady. Right, we have another caller. Caroline, are you ready for this, my love? Because I'm going to bring you on this one.
Yep, I'm here.
Now, we have area code 708. Area code 708, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, my lovely. What's your name, please?
Delphine.
Hi, Delphine. And whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from Calumet City, Illinois.
Wonderful. Delphine, I'm going to put you in the very capable hands of the lovely Caroline Suzanne and enjoy your reading. Caroline, it's over to you, my love.
Thank you, Jerry. Hello, Delphine.
Hello. Happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. How can I help?
I was wondering, what do you see for me in terms of job and love?
Okay, let's have a look for you, because looking at what I'm picking up around you at the moment, picking up off your voice vibrations, you're certainly ready for change at the moment. You've had quite a challenging, well, a bit of a roller coaster of a year, I'm being shown. Now, job-wise, I'm getting that sense of there is something new coming in for you. I'm not sure if you've started this yet, but what I'm being shown is it's almost like you've been sending out details about yourself, like a CV to different companies, not necessarily ones that have been advertising, but I'm actually getting shown two positives coming back at you. And I want to go a little bit further forward here. I feel two positives, one coming right at the end of this month and one into the second week of December, where I feel you're going to get a response that you want. Now, does that make sense to you at the moment?
No, not at all, because I just got laid off.
You just got what, sorry?
Well, I just got let go from a job. So.
Right. So if you've not stopped looking yet, I was being shown that you'd put stuff out, and what I was being shown that, and come towards the end of this month, there was one positive coming back for you, and then as we're going into December, I felt there was another one that you'd put out had actually got back to you. Does that make sense to you now?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, does that make sense? What I was being shown was literally, as I started off your reading, I felt there was a change job-wise, and I was also being shown that what you'd had done, it's almost you'd sent out details about yourself, and I was being shown that you were getting two companies come back at you. One was coming back towards the end of this month, I felt you getting a response, and the other one I felt more into December, and then I feel these both of these two calling you forward. It's like one feels like an interview where I feel it's sort of quite a formal one. The other one I feel is more of a informal chat, but it's interview based. Because looking as I'm looking forward, I was going very early January where I did get that sense of starting a new job. Now, I was getting with that, it almost felt to me like something that you were doing but also looking for something else, because I felt you running something else alongside that, because I feel next year is a very positive year for you career wise. I feel there's a lot of changes that you bring in about yourself, because I just get that sense of wanting to change and wanting to build. Okay, have you got any questions you'd like to ask regarding that?
You know what, as far as the job is concerned, because I was at the job where I was at, I was working as a CNA, and I just felt like I was stuck. It just felt like I was just there, and I was just, maybe it's the universe kicking me out or shifting me, that's why I got let go, or I don't know.
It wasn't kicking you out, because I do feel there's a lot more positivity coming in for you. I feel that you, for a long time, you felt that you wanted more. You're certainly good at what you did, and I feel that you proved yourself. You earned a lot of respect there. You were good at what you did, but I just feel that it was your time to move on, and I do feel there's a lot more coming in for you. I feel for a long time you felt you've wanted to stretch yourself, if that makes sense, where I do get next year, I feel it's a lot about building, and I do get that I feel a sense of wanting to do something of your own on a self-employed level, but I was also getting doing a job to start off with, and it was like I felt doing that job and enjoying that job, because I feel that it was quite a challenging job, but a very getting back a lot of positivity. And then I also got that wanting to start something of your own sort of alongside that, and as you build one up, I felt you easing the other down. So I do feel that you've got a lot of things, as I'm looking into next year, a lot of ideas about things and decisions you'll be making. I just feel changing things to suit you. Actually, I feel you're building a lot towards the future, so I do feel career-wise, job-wise, I feel really good. I feel you know you sort of found that right place for yourself, okay?
Okay, now, as far as finances, do you see me it getting better?
But well, talking about finance, I don't normally talk about finance as such, but looking at what I'm being given regarding your jobs, I'm being shown that, because I feel you're doing more and more, obviously you're putting a lot more hours in, you're actually buzzing off it actually, I feel you're actually more energised doing that, obviously I feel that getting back what you put in, you're certainly getting back what the hours and the work you put in, there's certainly a lot of abundance around you. That's what I'm being shown. So, I mean, without sort of going too much into your finances, I feel you're putting a lot of hours in. I feel you're enjoying it. You're building on it. And I feel you're getting back a lot back. What you're putting in, I feel you feel like you're getting back out. So I also feel a lot of talks going on around you as well, picking up a lot of things. So, yes, I feel the answer to that is yes. But in a way that, a realistic way, you're putting in the hours, you're getting back what you've put in. So does that make sense to you?
Yes. Now, in terms of my love life, what do you see?
Right, let's have a look around that, because it seems to me that the two of them, although you don't have much time for your love life, because I do feel very busy sort of building on what, you know, next year brings career-wise, I am being given someone alongside you very much. It's almost like I feel you, the two are going together here. The person I feel alongside you, although you're both doing different things at the moment, I'm going more into January with this. I feel that you wanting to start up something on your own business-wise, and I feel him showing an interest. So I am getting that sense of, with your love life and your careers into next year, I feel stepping up a step. at this point in time with your love life, I don't feel that you're quite sure where it's going, because I don't feel I'm getting the stability around you at the moment is what I'm being shown as I'm looking forward into December time. So I do feel your love life at the moment is, well, let's have a look, not exactly how you want it, but I do get an awful lot of changes coming in around you, which I feel a love life and career, they seem to be going hand in hand. So that, again, is something that I feel, although you're not quite sure what's going on at the moment, I feel as we're going into New Year, a lot of things become a lot more clearer to you. You're a lot more focused on, I feel you just get that vision of where you want to be and what you want to do, and I just feel you're putting in the hard work to get there. The person I see beside you, I feel is very much on the same wavelength as yourself. So I do get the two of you get putting in and getting back out what you've put in, but I feel that you've got that balance where you seem to be working together, having the same ideas, and plus the fact I feel you've got a really good relationship there. Okay, let's have a look what else I'm getting. Yeah, because at the moment I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, are you bored? And I'm thinking, no, you're not, you're just fed up because there's so much you want to do, but you're not actually being able to do it. It seems to be you keep getting blocked every time. But as I'm looking forward, I just feel that you've had a lot of obstacles. I feel you're coming over those obstacles, and I feel you're starting to move forward the way you want to. And I just get that sense of feeling back to your old self, because I don't know, I feel you'll know what I mean when I say you miss your old self.
Yes. Excellent. Yes.
So, yeah, I just feel, it looks to me, the sun's coming out again. It's been a hard year. You've done so much trying to get things sorted all the time, because you have had a lot of obstacles, but you've certainly been challenged this year. But next year, yes, it's challenging, but it's so much more rewarding. There's a lot more positivity around you. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
You know what, the person that I'm going to meet, is it going to be a long, nice, is it going to be the relationship that I've been looking for?
Well, what I'm getting on this is, because I feel there's a new career, well, there's a new job coming in for you, which I feel is coming in. I'm going, to December. I'm just trying to pick up what, it's hard to say. I feel towards, I would say the third week in December. I know we're getting a bit too close to Christmas here, but because I feel there's a new job coming in, and I also feel that you're starting to think of other areas to focus what you're going to do, this is where I feel this guy comes in. And I'm also being shown, it's almost like this, you haven't known each other long, but you're having quite a long discussion about what you'd like to do work-wise, what you'd like to do eventually, how you'd like to build a business doing certain things. And you seem to have so much in common. I feel that sense of, we'll have to catch up, meet up again and look into this. And this is where I feel things start getting interesting, because although you are connecting on a level where I feel you get on really, really well, plus I feel there's that attraction there. You do seem very drawn to each other. You both seem to be thinking along the same lines. I pick up you're quite, you've got a lot of psychic ability yourself, and I feel definitely trust your gut instinct. So I do feel that 9 times out of 10, if you get a gut instinct about something, you're not wrong. So I feel it all sort of coming together. As you come to the end of this year, you're certainly coming out of this year in a better place than what you came in it, if that makes sense to you. Hello?
Have we lost her?
I think I thought I'd lost you all then.
No. We're all still here. I was just hoping that maybe the caller unfortunately has dropped out. Unfortunately, we seem to have lost her, Caroline.
Yeah.
Oh, shame. Never mind. And that was... That was really flowing. Oh, bless. Never mind. Not to worry. It happens. Let's see. Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde.
Three, four more days.
Never mind. We'll... I believe we got her back. I believe we got her back. Hello, my love. You still with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi. We thought we'd lost you there for a minute. Carol, I'll pass this lovely lady back over to you, and then maybe you can just finish off the reading. That would be brilliant.
Okay, sure. Hello.
Hello, yes. I said Mercury retrograde myself. I said that doggone Mercury retrograde.
It sort of breaks all the computers. For some reason, they work perfectly fine. As soon as Mercury retrograde comes in, they all seem to malfunction. But you can hear me now. Now, the part I've got to was meeting the gentleman. Is that where you lost us?
Yes.
That's where I felt that it was literally... The communication between you two was really strong, and I did feel really good, and I did get that sense of that you were getting on very well on a sort of a romantic level, but you also had an awful lot in common of what you wanted to do job-wise, and it just felt that you were working together, or you will be working together, on building, like I felt, it's almost like a starting your own business, and I felt that the love life side of things and also the career seemed to go hand in hand. It sounds like it's going to happen overnight. It's not, because I do feel that it starts sort of around about December time and we're sort of going into January and starting to plan things, but that's where I feel things start taking off. So I'll leave that with you for now, because I do know that our time is up, but I do wish you all the best on things. You've got a lot coming in for you next year, and I do feel that it's going to be a much happier year for you.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You've got a lovely energy. You take care.
All right.
Bless you. Thank you ever so much for being a part of Soul Purpose. Remember, for any of you lovely people out there who are listening, if you have a reading with either myself or with the lovely Caroline Suzanne on the show, and you don't manage to absorb everything that we give you, you can go to the mikespirit.fm website. And you can listen to and even download the podcast, and so you can play it back many times over in case there's anything there that you want to re-listen to, any of the insight that you're given that you want to just replay in your mind again. You can always go to mikespirit.fm and you can do that very thing. Caroline, you're obviously very naturally empathic, but I also know, because I remember I read it on your bio, that you have a particular spirit guide who you work with. Do you want to say a little bit more about that lovely energy?
Yeah, Cleo's his name. As I've said, I've always, as far back as I remember, I've always been picked up spirit and talked to spirit, but I didn't actually meet my guide until... it's a few years ago now. I felt I needed to do, I know we don't have to do courses as such and get qualifications to work in this line, but I felt I wanted to, just to get a bit of understanding about how it all works. And I was doing meditating and I was sort of linking into spirit, and I actually, my guide in front of me is lovely golden energy, you know, lovely light around him, and he gave me his name, Cleo. And he's always with me, and he works with me. He's the one that gives me the information. So yeah, I don't feel he's actually, it's confusing. I suppose if I start going deep into the spirit world and things, it gets a bit deep. But as far as what I can make out is that he's always been in spirit. I don't feel he's ever been on this earth, but he works with me, and he passes on an awful lot from, also connects with the person I'm reading for, their spirit guide as well. So we work well together.
Wonderful. Absolutely brilliant. Lovely. So if you'd like to know more about how the lovely Caroline works, if you want some of her insight, now that's where you see it dropped again. This is I love this Mercury retrograde. I'm going to give my computer some Reiki. Let's go to our second piece of music so I can get this sorted out. And this is Something New, and in quotes, Something Borrowed, because it's a track that I originally had to borrow from a friend of mine because I couldn't find it anywhere for myself on the internet. But it is quite a new piece, and this is The Plain White Tees.
In the clouds, she begs me to come down, says, boy, quit fooling around. I told her I love the view from up here, warm sun and wind in my ear. We'll watch the world from above as it turns to the rhythm of love. We may only have tonight, but till the
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You'd think if I was psychic, I would know that my broadband was going to cut out, but I didn't. So fingers crossed that it's going to behave itself between now and the end of the show. That was the Plain White Tees and the Rhythm of Love, followed by our one and only Mr. Mike Davis. We do have one more piece of music before the end of the show, but we want to get straight on with the readings tonight, or today, depending on whereabouts in the world you're tuning in from. So we're going to go straight over to, I believe it's area code 402. So area code 402, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, can I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
It's Amy, it's from Omaha, Nebraska.
Hello, Amy, and how are things in Omaha?
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
I said, how are things in Omaha? Have you had nice weather? Has it been warm? Is it cold?
Oh, awesome. It differs every day. Sometimes it could be freezing and sometimes it could be nice and warm, so...
So how can I help you on the show? Amy, what would you like me to look out for? Is there anything specific?
No, probably just in general. I've got a lot of things going on right now, and I just need some clarity, I think.
All right, lovely. I'd hate to ask a lady her age, but can I have your date of birth, please?
11/10/74.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Now, let's have a look. So we're just looking in general what the things are that may be happening around you. 11/10/74. I'm just trying to do a bit of mental arithmetic here and getting nowhere very quickly. 11/12/4. Right. Okay. You're actually quite a psychic person yourself, Amy.
Yes.
You have the ability. I don't know whether you work with this energy, but you certainly have that ability. And I always know when I'm talking to a healer because my hands start to get extremely hot. So you also are a healer.
Mine are too, actually.
I feel that this has been a bit of it's been a bit of a treading water time with you. It's like there's an air of expectancy, but you're not sure where it's coming from.
Yes.
There's definitely a time of transformation around you. And as I look at your numerology and working with the Native American energies around you, you've got definitely a huge amount of insight, but I feel a lot of it you don't use. So the question is there, why don't you use it? You've also got a very compassionate nature, but I feel that you do spend a lot of your time giving of yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You've also, I mean, you show a lot of respect as well. You're just a natural giver of respect, and unconditional respect and love to people. But I feel that the bit that's been possibly been a bit of a block this year has been, why has it not been coming back in your direction?
Yes.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Despite all the negative things that have been happening this month, and we talked about them a lot on the show today.
Oh, yes.
Which it, with this wonderful planet communication doing its utmost to cause havoc. This week, or no, sorry, this month, but particularly next week, is a very strong time for putting plans onto paper about career or work change. And I feel that with you, it's where into the early part of the new year, you're going to find that there is a lot of new doors opening up, and it's definitely time for you to move forwards. There are new challenges ahead of you, and I'm looking at least three here, one of which will require a little bit of a leap of faith, Amy, because it's not something that may immediately feel like it's in your comfort zone. But I feel that you're going to be linking with a lot more people. I can see a lot more communication happening with you, and this ability, these skills, whatever you want to label them as, you are going to be really stepping up in the early part of the new year, because I feel that your psychic, spiritual side is really going to start to grow a lot more rapidly than it may have done over the last year.
In the last so 3 weeks, it's been ridiculous.
In what way has it been ridiculous?
Oh, just I've always been an empath and a clairsentient, but it just feels like clairvoyance and clairaudience and all the others are just starting to bombard me. So I don't really know which direction to go with it all, you know?
Do you give yourself space to have a quiet meditation time at any point in a day?
Oh, I really want to, but it's so hard.
Right, so obviously with the packed day that you have, either are you a mum? So I get a feeling that there are children around you.
Yes, I have two.
Right, so you're a full-time mum. You probably work at the same time, so you're doing everything and everything, as I said, for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you're now finding it hard to find time for you.
Exactly.
Do you know when the best time is for you to actually get answers from spirit for yourself? When you're asleep.
No. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. This is something that I used to do when I was first starting out on this lovely journey. If I had questions that I knew that my conscious mind would probably get in the way at that time in the way of receiving the answer. Last thing at night before I used to go to sleep, I used to write the question down on a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and I literally used to hold it up and put it under my pillow and sleep on it. And then during my dream time, spirit would give me the answers. So if you're looking for that direction, then literally sleep on the question, and you'll need to keep a pad and pen by the side of your bed, because you might get woken up at a couple of odd hours in the night, but generally it should be when you naturally wake up, you'll have this remembering of the dream, you need to write it down. You will get your answers in the dreams for definite. And spirit at the moment is saying, well, we obviously can see how busy your day is. And as you said, you know, you're non-stop. But they have a lot. There is also a new spirit guide, spirit energy, waiting to connect with you. They will also come through in your dream time. All I'm going to say is this is male, as in they come to me as a male figure rather than a female figure. And it's somebody who is very much a teacher, possibly a philosopher, and somebody who's very strong around you. And this, although they may only be transitional, they're also going to be stepping in, and they'll introduce themselves to you during your dream time.
Okay.
So this is a time of transformation for you now. It won't, whether you're clairaudient, clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairsentient, clairaurelian, and I also feel that there's a medium in there coming out as well. So, you know, you're
yeah.
going the mediumistic side of you is going to come through. It really is where, and although it's hard, and I know that, as you say, there's so much happening around you, but it also is, I feel, trying to link with like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there is a development circle running around in your area, somewhere, or maybe you could even, mm-hmm. My guide has just said, or maybe even you could start one up.
Okay.
And that way you could have one evening a fortnight or one evening a month. Most groups I know here in the UK probably even run one evening a week, but at least once a fortnight, where you could have maybe four or five of you, somebody who is a teacher, and then you'd find that you'd get a lot more structure as well, and that would really help you to put all of these psychic or spiritual abilities you've got into an semblance of order.
Okay.
Have you been told before that you have to write a book?
Yeah. In the last week, I feel that I need to, but it's pretty controversial, so I'm not kind of nervous about it.
Oh, go for it. I like controversy. Go on, go for it.
Okay.
No, there's definitely a book. You've got a book to write. You're going to channel a lot of messages from spirit too, so as you're writing your book, spirit are going to be helping you. A lot's going to be channeled and free flow for you, so that's going to help the book writing.
Okay.
Now, who's Arthur? That's a very English sounding name. Who's Arthur linking with you, please?
I don't know anybody by that name.
Arthur. Okay, can I ask you just to hold the name?
Okay.
It may actually be, I've got a thing, I understand that. Okay. If you can just hold on to the name and also wait to see what comes through in one of your dreams, in your dream time. If you would.
Okay.
There's also somebody around your earth side who I feel is in a little, and this is a man, who's in a little bit of two minds about either their work or their career path at the moment. You know, can you understand who this is?
Yes.
If you know who it is and it's somebody who you can talk to, can you tell them to stop trying to think it out so much?
Okay.
All it's going to do is give them constant headaches and it's not going to get them anywhere.
Okay.
They are looking, if you want to pass this on to them, they are looking at the new year for when there is a feeling of peace and change of direction coming through, but they also need to be looking at June of next year because that is their power month.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, now my broadband's not going to go down again. Is there anything else you want to ask of me?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. About my marriage, do you see that staying or we're having some issues?
Okay. I feel that, and I don't want to sound obvious here, but Amy, but the biggest problem is lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not from your side. It's from your husband's side.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels to me that he can be typically male and retreat into his man cave, and sometimes it's impossible. You can't even second guess him. He really does not want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see this being resolved? I can see it being resolved. Spirit is showing me that it can be resolved. I feel that for some reason he seems to be a little bit worried about losing you.
Mm.
Why would he be worried about losing you? But there seems to be a little bit of a fear there.
He hasn't been very faithful. So.
Right. Okay. That would be why he's fearful of you
mm-hmm.
losing you, because he's probably wondering if you're going to tell him to pack his bags.
Yeah.
To be honest, although you at this moment you might think, I just want to boot him out of the house and he can go and sleep on the porch or go and sleep in the backyard for goodness knows how long. Again, because it's a very emotive time at the moment, Amy, I would really try to just leave things as they are, because I feel if you make a decision now, you might make it in haste and regret it later.
Okay.
I get the sense that he, although he has made some big, in quotes, mistakes, in quotes, there's also a lot that he has, it was in the child healing with him, there's something going back to his mid-teens that really upset the apple cart around him. There's something that triggered him at that time, something very negative around him, and that hasn't healed. He's just got to learn to open his mouth and talk.
Okay.
I feel that things will improve even before the end of this year, my lovely. So I would just say, can you hang on in there until the end of December?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. I hope that's been of some help for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Bless. Is there anything else I can help you with? If not, I'll give you lots of love from Spirit and wish you well.
No, that was it. You helped very much. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Thank you very much, my love, and thank you for being a part of the show. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You too.
That was the lovely Amy, who's had a reading. And remember, if you want to listen back to your reading, if you want to listen to any parts of the show again, simply go to mikespirit.fm, and if you look on the right-hand side of the very first page, there's a little player there, and you can click back on any of the previous shows, whether it's mine or Sarah May's or Grant's or Mike himself, for example. You can always go back and re-listen. Now, Caroline, are you up for another bit of music before we take another call? Caroline.
So I'm still here. I couldn't get my microphone to work. Yes, I'm still here. I'm certainly up for a bit of music.
Right. Now, this is the last piece of music on the show today, and this is the bit that is something blue. And all I'm going to say is, this is the Electric Light Orchestra.
Wow.
Don't you? Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Mr. Mike Davis, as I said, do keep your eyes on Facebook, on mikespirit.fm website. You'll hear all about that particular event and others that will be coming up. And that last piece of music was Something Blue, yeah, Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky. See how I link that? I'm not just a pretty face. Who said that? That's true. That's charming. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to go to our next caller. Oh, dear, oh, dear. And this is area code 267. So let's say hi, very good, warm welcome. I was going to say good evening, so that's what it is here in the UK. Very good, big hello to area code 267. I know you're there.
Hello.
Hello, my love. Sweet talk to me. Hi, how are you?
I am fine. Thanks for asking.
Your name and whereabouts you're calling from, please.
I am Linda, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Calling from Pennsylvania. Now, are you the? I seem to remember, I'm not sure if it's you're the lady I spoke to a couple of shows ago, and as soon as they said Pennsylvania, all I could hear in my head was the track Pennsylvania 65,000 being played, and I it's happened again. So I'm going to quickly hand you over to the wonderful Caroline Suzanne. Enjoy your reading. Caroline, it's all yours, my lovely.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how can I help today?
Well, hopefully I could either receive some life-changing news or I could just receive some news that's life-changing. So I'd like for you to look at an area of my life. I'm just want to see, you know, if everything's all right in the area of my life.
Okay, I can see what I pick up around you and certainly give you some answers. Let's have a look and see what I'm being shown here. Right. Okay, yeah, there's a few areas of your life where I feel you've been working on things, trying to change things. For a little while there, I feel that you felt like you were fighting a losing battle. But as I'm looking forward, I do feel things starting to move for you in a much more positive way. Now, there's situations around family that I feel maybe has been in the past a little bit of conflict, but I feel family around you now, I'm getting a lot more a happier feel and I feel more coming together. There's also situations, there's quite a lot going on around you, so I know we haven't got much time, and I'm also getting to do with the relationship issues, and also I'm also being shown a house move as well actually. Or is there anything specific you'd like me to completely concentrate on?
Just concentrate on me. I just want to know what's going on with me.
Right, okay. Well, you've got an awful lot of changes coming up, which I feel are positive. There's a slight change in career, which I feel going up, certainly going up a step with that, and I just get feeling more back in the place where you want to be, because for a little while there, I feel you've done a lot of work sort of helping everybody else. You seem to have been getting everybody else back on track and sort of took a back seat yourself, so now it is definitely about you. Now, I'm also being told to stop worrying, and there's something that's been worrying you a bit, but I'm being told to be patient and I feel all will be revealed. Not to feel guilty anymore, because there was a little bit of guilt you were carrying around, so I feel let go of that, because I don't feel you've got anything to feel guilty about. You give out a lot to everybody around you, you're a very honest person, and people come in and around you because they feel they can trust you. And let's have a look what else I'm getting. I do feel your feelings are a little bit low at the moment, although you do mask it well, you always put on a smile. Now I'm being given that sense of feeling a lot more happier. It feels to me that there's somebody from spirit sending you quite a lot of healing here to get your sort of vibrations back up. So I do feel that I feel a lot brighter.
Is it a girl?
I am getting a female energy, but I'm also being shown a gentleman with her, an older person, family, and I do get this person sent, the girl especially I feel is with you, and I feel you sense her around you. It's almost like I feel, yes, you did want her coming through this evening, but I feel you've been getting signs anyway, but you just wanted a bit of clarity on that. Lots of love there, lots of healing coming to you. Oh, wow, who does painting?
Painting. Yeah, it probably was her because she was very creative. When I remember her, I noticed her distinctively. The last thing she made was probably a dream catcher. I swear it is. And I mean, I could go back and look at some of these things, but
yeah,
I don't know how I'm going to retrieve all that. But she's a painter. I'm very sure she's a drawer and a painter. She does paintings and drawings. And there's also someone else around me that does drawings and paintings too. But this person is still here with us. So I don't know if that's him that you're picking up, but
it's just I was being shown painting, I was being shown an easel, but I felt the person from spirit I feel was around you anyway, and I feel sees a lot of what goes wrong around the house, and I do feel very much part of your life, but I feel very connected, but also happy to be around you. Let's have a look what else I'm getting. Someone wears a lot of jewellery. I feel that person you can connect to quite well living, and I feel that this person sort of looks after you in a sort of silent way, sort of looks on from a distance, but doesn't like to say too much to you because you're quite headstrong, if that makes sense. Okay, I can't. I do feel you as a person. I've got to cut this short, I'm afraid, because we are running out of time. But looking at what I pick up as coming in for you next year is a lot more positivity. Your life is going stepping up a step. Realistically, yes, you're putting in a lot of effort, but I do feel getting back what you've put in. So I'm sorry I can't spend more time with you, but I'm being shown that the show's coming to a sort of an end very soon. But I do also feel there's somebody in spirit who used to be in the army telling you that everything's going to be okay. Stop worrying. Things will start working out. Next year, house move, new beginnings. Okay, so I'll leave that with you, but it's been really lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
So I do apologise, I had to cut you short, but I do feel a lot more positivity coming in. Bye.
Bye.
It's very difficult sometimes, and I must, you know, thank that lovely caller for coming through. We get quite a few people calling through, coming in, trying to get in to have readings with us here on Soul Purpose. And it is very difficult sometimes with the 2 hours that that we have. It just, Carolyn, I don't know whether you found this, but tonight it just literally it has flown by. It has disappeared.
Yeah, definitely. Spirit want to keep giving, and we sort of thinking, but we can't, we're running out of time. But that's the thing, isn't it? It's just the way it goes. So you can never really, you can't tell spirit we have running out of time, because they just, there's no time in spirit, is there?
It is very difficult. I mean, you know, we know that we could absolutely just talk.
Yeah.
And spirit would have so much they wish to channel through. All I can say to that lovely lady is that, you know, please do call back in again, either to Soul Purpose next Wednesday, or you can call Sarah May has her show tomorrow. The amazing Mr. Grant Collier, I'm standing up and saluting Grant, as I said your name, mate, has his show on Friday. You know, there are other shows, please do call back in. Or, of course, you can get in contact with us directly. Caroline, how can people get in touch with you? Do you have a website, Facebook page, etc.? How can people get to link with you on a one-to-one if they want to?
Right, I do have Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Caroline Suzanne Reeve. Now, I also do have a website, which is Cleos, which is CLEOS. Wishing Well, that's all one word, and it's .webs.com. I also have on my Facebook most days a link to this website, and I also have a Facebook page called Cleo's Wishing Well. So there's quite a few ways you can get hold of me. So yeah, I'd love to hear from anybody that would like a little bit more insight on what I gave them tonight, and just a little bit of clarity. So if you're interested in what I do, or you feel drawn to me, they're the places you can catch me. So my website is www.cleoswishingwell.webs.com.
Wonderful. I did have a look, obviously look at your website. Guys, you need to go and have a look at Caroline's website. It is absolutely packed full of information. You can read a lot more about her and how Caroline has developed, a little bit about her wonderful guide Cleo as well, and there's a lots of lovely information on there, so you can find her, as she said, at all the W's, cleoswishingwell.webs.com, or link with her, Caroline Suzanne Reeve, on Facebook. Have you got any I don't know whether you do events over here in the UK, Caroline. Have you got anything special coming up soon? Can people here in the UK get to see you at events anywhere before the end of the year?
I haven't at the moment. I haven't really been doing events lately. I sort of mainly work online or on the phone at home these days, plus the company we both work for. I don't know if we're allowed to mention that, but no, so I haven't got any events coming up.
Yes, we work on a show here on Sky TV here in the UK. It's called Psychic Today. You can actually watch that on the internet, as long as you have access to the internet. If you go to psychictoday.com, the show in the UK, here in the UK, broadcasts between 9 a.m. In the morning, that's GMT, right the way through to 3 a.m. the following morning. So you can catch the live stream on there, and you'll see Caroline and possibly my face be popping up on the screen every now and again. We are both studio psychics as well, so keep a lookout on that as well for us. You know, there are lots of events that are coming up next year, so hopefully you'll also get to see maybe Caroline doing an event out on the road somewhere, whether it's a psychic or mind body spirit event. keep in check on the internet, and you'll get all the latest news by checking through her Facebook page or through her website. If you'd like to link with me, my website is all the W's, senseofknowing.co.uk. You can listen to and download a podcast of tonight's show on there. I'll be updating my website in the next day or so. Lots of information on there. If you've got any questions about your pets or animal communication, which is one of my biggest passions, please do let me know through my website. I also have a Facebook page, which is just simply Jerry Humphries. You can find me on there. If you'd like to have a bit more of an in-depth reading with either of us, you can send messages through either Facebook or through our websites. I want you to have a quick sip of water. I tell you what, the Mercury retrograde is now playing havoc with my vocal cords, would you believe? Dear, oh dear, I talk too much. That's my problem. I would like to thank everybody who has been a part of Soul Purpose today. Caroline, a big, big thank you to you. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Caroline. And hopefully you'll come back again.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks for having me. Really enjoyed it.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Excuse me. See you live radio. Lastly, I must thank my producer, Ken. Thank you very much for all your hard work as usual. I will look forward to linking with you all again next Wednesday. Soul Purpose, same time. It's 9 p.m. UK. 9 p.m. UK time. All the information about tonight's show, excuse me, can be found on nightspirit.fm. We are so proud and privileged to be a part of the Mike Spirit Network, and we hope to see you at one of the road shows very, very soon. So take care, God bless, and wherever you are, a very peaceful time to you, and happy Thanksgiving to all those of you who are celebrating that at the moment as well. God bless to you all. Look forward to linking with you next time here on Soul Purpose.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry again next week at the same time, or you can connect directly to Jerry by going to his website. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or via Facebook. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose. Have a peaceful week ahead.